Welcome, everybody. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. I am so excited to be celebrating with all of you and our next panel of fabulous female Black leaders. I am joined this afternoon by Sabrina Madison. She is the CEO of the Progress Center for Black Women. She's also a City of Madison, District 17 Alderwoman. I love that your campaign slogan was Madison for Madison. I mean,
yes. Yes, pretty simple to the point.
Right. I'm going to remember that. And I also loved our next guest campaign slogan, Dana for Dane County. Her name's Dana Pelabon. She is the executive director of the RCC Sexual Violence Resource Center in Madison. And she's also a former Dane County supervisor. We're going to talk more about I had to get a huge, big piece of paper to put all of your bona fides, ladies. These are fabulous resumes. We're going to talk about your amazing experiences. But Sabrina, Dana, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Let's start with the basics. I had Milwaukee County Board Chairwoman on last hour to define Juneteenth. But just in case someone is newly joining us because they just finished up their workday, Sabrina, tell folks what Juneteenth is if they haven't heard of it before.
Yeah, I mean, personally for me, it's just an opportunity to sort of reflect and celebrate freedom, but, you know, beyond sort of like what we can see and enjoy today, but like all of the decades of hard work and brilliance that other people poured in before Dana and I, before any of us really were even born and considered, you know, that's what it means to me. It's sort of like reflecting on this history and this hard work that folks who came before me put in and celebrating that work while reflecting and thinking about what comes next for us. And to be honest with you, too, and it's also about being in the moment. You know, yes. We don't oftentimes get to take the day off and be in the moment and just enjoy ourselves. So it's also a little bit of turn up for me. So,
yeah, being in community, especially yeah. in these times, is so important. That sense of safety and sort of family mm-hmm. that you get. Dana, what about for you? What's Juneteenth mean for you?
So, you know, I'm from the South. I spent a good portion of my time in the South when I was growing up. And when I was younger, Juneteenth was like, this was Texas. Like, this was a firm Texas thing. And we celebrated it, but not in the same way that Texas did. So as an adult, as this has become a national holiday and how history is now being taught differently and propaganda is not being accepted in spaces, this day is a day that we can reflect about how Black folks have in so many different levels and ways been on the receiving end of harm, but mm-hmm. yet we beautifully, beautifully continue to grow and our community gets strong. And the community now that exists around Juneteenth that didn't exist like this when I right. was a kid, but as an adult and as something that I can bring to my staff, bring to my kids, bring to the people around me. This day is a very different day than what it used to be years ago, but always focused on spaces and Blackness and community. Even back in the day, it was community and Blackness and reminding folks you can't keep us back.
Mm. Awesome. Absolutely. Sabrina, I spent some time on your website, which is www.centerforblackwomen.org. And the first thing that I heard in your video was, I think it's like the first thing that you say when it starts, I want to help Black women win.
Yes.
And I was, that just spoke to me like, yes. And then a little bit further on, you said this, you don't need to come in here and have it all together. And I was really touched and moved by that. Can you tell people a little bit about what that means? Like, why do you do the work that you do to help lift up Black women as executives, as leaders, as entrepreneurs?
Yeah, that really came from growing up in Milwaukee. I grew up in a predominantly Black neighborhood, mostly Black schools. Most of my employers or folks I work with were Black, or Black women specifically. And growing up in Milwaukee, having like this circle around me, this network around me that poured into me, and then seeing Black women be owners, doers, business owners, homeowners, executives, bankers. And then when I moved to Madison, I was like, what is happening here? What is happening? I am not seeing the same level of Black women leading and owning and doing. Not that we are not doing those things, but it's almost like we sort of get our ambition cut off by having to carry such a larger burden around racism here in Madison. And so having worked for Madison College for about 10 and 12 years, where honestly, it was thanks to being union back before 810. Yep. Time that I was able to grow so quickly, my income raised pretty quickly. And I was doing this without having had a degree, for example. And I quit my job, literally quit, walked out one day, was like, I'm done. I'm going to go work for myself and Black women. I would go on to create conferences and expos, just centering Black women's ability to grow in their workplace. And then I started thinking, I travel a lot. And when I'm in Atlanta or Charlotte or New Orleans, what I've created here in Madison is not unique to other parts of the country. There are spaces that center Black women, and they're overwhelming in numbers. You don't have to do a lot of Googling or searching or, you know, asking around where these spaces are. They just exist. And I have them. I'm thankful that I grew up in predominantly Black women-led spaces, homes, neighborhoods, jobs, schools, right? So I'm in Madison, and the thing that sort of like really brought it home for me, I was at a space in Atlanta called the Gathering Space. And I'm telling you, this space was so Black. Oh my gosh. The food, the ambiance, the people. And I was like, oh my gosh. When I come, I was, y'all don't know how hurt. Dana likely experiences this. My heart was broken having to come home.
Yeah,
I come home on a flight first thing in the morning. I go from a predominantly Black energy to get out at the airport at Dane County Airport. Super white.
Super white.
I'm telling you, I go to work that morning at Madison College. I'm looking around. Now I love my coworkers. They're great people. Yeah. But they were all white. They weren't Black women. My heart was broken back then. And so I began to sketch out mentally what would it look like for a space that centers Black women. So once I raised some money to do it, I went to Black women, tell me, what do y'all want to see? They helped me by giving me, you know, what they like to see, like purple chairs, you know, like feeling like royalty, feeling like they see themselves and represented there. And that's what I delivered. I'm not a designer. So if you ever look at the website, didn't do none of it. I just raised the money, cut the check to somebody who can do it. Yeah. Yeah.
It's beautiful. So,
at the end of the day, it really came down to I didn't see enough Black women here winning. And since creating, you know, quitting that job, I've helped a lot of Black women win over the years. So
I love that. And I can just the only way that I can relate to what you're saying as a white woman is I had the blessing and fortune to go to very diverse schools. I went to Rufus King High School for the College Bound in Milwaukee. Go Generals. Yes. And then I went to Marquette and I was like, where did all of these rich white people come from? I had literally just not ever been in that environment, right? Nobody I knew had credit cards that their parents were paying. It was very foreign to me. And Elle, we're so happy to have you, folks. We are now joined by Elle Halo of Trance Consulting. Fabulous to have you, Elle. Happy Juneteenth to you, my friend.
Thank you. Sorry. I actually just got back.
You're fine. No worries. We're just,
how are you, ladies?
Yes, we are so blessed to have you folks. If you're just joining us, let me reintroduce you to our amazing panel of Black women leaders from all across the state. We've got Sabrina Madison, CEO of the Progress Center for Black Women. We've got Dana Pelabon, Executive Director of the RCC Sexual Violence Resource Center and former Dane County Supervisor. And we also have Elle Halo, a woman of trans experience, a fabulous Black woman, and an LGBTQ health equity advocate, educator, model, writer, activist, singer. I'm going to keep talking about this all day. I'm so excited to be with all of you, especially in this moment when it is Black women under attack, right? Like, it is so out in the open. It is so aggressive. It is so acute. And I was really inspired, Dana, and I was wondering if you could speak to the actual renaming of your organization, which happened very recently, to expand the understanding of what sexual violence is. So to go from the metaphorical or the big picture into a very, very narrow lens, tell us why your organization renamed itself. And by the way, you can learn more about the RCC Sexual Violence Resource Center at www.thercc.org. Dana?
Yeah, so actually I was brought into RCC to change how they do their model of advocacy and ensure that we were including LGBTQ folks, Black folks, specifically Black women, because we know the perpetration for Black women and Black trans women is higher than anybody else, right? And when I started at RCC, we did not have a model that spoke to how our community works. Instead, it was a therapeutic model. You came in once a week. There was not the care, the consideration, and the holistic viewpoint of what a survivor needs in the moment, because it may not be the thing that actually is connected to the assault. And then the other thing that we started doing is listening to people, listening to survivors, and especially our youth and our Black and Brown youth and our queer youth. And what they all told us was seeing the words Rape Crisis Center was emotionally activating for them. That was hard because a lot of people don't encompass their experience as rape. So we as an organization sat down and really thought through what our values were, what our stances were, where it is that we land and where it is that we land on the anti-racism, anti-oppression, and how we want to move that and that included expanding the definition of what it was that people want their experience to look like. So it's not just one thing, it's so many things. And I see somebody was given a two, so I want to be very cognizant of time.
You're good. You just keep talking. If you see me say, we got to wrap, then we got to wrap. But you were talking about the work, and it is so important. As a survivor myself, and having spoken to many other survivors, many of whom will not do not tolerate well the use of the word rape, even in passing conversation. So I was really touched and moved by that deliberateness and that intentionality behind it. We are celebrating Juneteenth, specifically fabulous Black women leaders from all across Wisconsin. My name's Maggie Dawn. You're going to want to keep it locked here. We continue our discussion with Elle, Sabrina, and Dana. On the other side, this is the Civic Media Radio Network. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. We'll be right back.